Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Matthew Simpson, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Chances are I'll do a few good deeds or two. If you don't play a hand, don't roll the dice. Ain't nobody gonna cut you a slice. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Well, I made my bed, I called my shot. Believe me, gave it all I got. When I took my chance on you. When I took my chance on you. Yeah, chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are I'm living way too fast. Chances are I'll live to regret my past.
We're here with Matthew Simpson this evening on Red Barn Radio, and Matthew brought not only a couple of players with him tonight, but also brought with him a nice array of beard conditioning products. One of them is called Bourbon. Who's your marketing director, Matthew?
The guy that does the beard oil stuff, his name's Luke Elrod.
So I was assuming that this was some shtick you guys were doing.
No, it really...
Since he has such a formidable
my
beard.
My friend Luke came to me and he said, hey man, you play a lot of shows. I've got this Tradesman beard oil. Would you mind selling it at your table? I'll give you $3. And I was like, well, it can't hurt. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, so you do actually endorse the product.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they one of your sponsors?
I guess I'm more sponsoring him. We're just friends helping each other out. You know, I make a couple bucks, and he gets his product out there.
Matthew has a formidable beard. I mean, I'd say a good 4 inches of beard, more maybe. Do you intend to grow it longer?
I'm like a go with the flow kind of guy. Like I'm not sick of it right now, so I'm just gonna let it roll. You know.
We like where you're going with it.
Barefoot in the fields, I'll wait for you. Remembering all the times I had with you. Spring turned to summer and the summer turned to fall. Wish I'd known that by December you'd be gone. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died. First kissed you. Though tears flooded my eyes when you said I do. We laid you in the ground just a little afternoon. Till death do us part never came so soon. There was the coldest winter that I've ever. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than bed that I laid in on the day you died. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died.
Song I wrote after I had a yard sale and met an interesting lady who told me her entire life story, because that's what people do at yard sales. They either buy all your weird stuff or they tell you their life story, and they don't buy anything usually when they do that. So this song's based on that story that lady told me about her and her son's life.
She says she won't see tomorrow. If I leave her today, trapped between two outcomes I don't want, but I'll go crazy if I stay. So tell me story. Tell me story about truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? My money one day, and helps me look for it the next. I go along thinking today she'll change. Man, I know it's insane. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love?
Matthew, you did bring some players with you. Couldn't you introduce your bandmates?
Great. I got Shannon Fuller. He plays the bass. And Richie Welch plays the drums.
I'd love for the audience just to hear your voices and hear you say even a couple of things about yourselves.
Fine. Everybody knows I'm shy.
Yeah, that's understatement.
That's established.
Yeah. Well, so
Shannon loves to be quiet.
All right, well, Shannon, why don't you start since you're over there? Shannon plays the bass. And
42 years old.
Okay, ladies.
Lived in Cynthiana my whole life. Went to school there. Graduated high school. Went on the road with the band. Thought that's what I wanted to do. All I wanted to do was go home. It's the kind of place that once you get out of, the only place you want to go is home.
So how did you happen to meet Matthew?
I was at the church. I was on the praise team. When Maddie came there, he kind of inherited me. I was a gift. I was already there, so he had to work with me or fire me. I don't guess he's allowed to fire anybody, so I was,
It's not for him to do the firing in his setting.
Right.
It's for someone else.
That's right.
Blanket me with roses, cover me in earth, lay me down easy, Lord, when I've had enough. Set free my soul. When I'm old and full of days, and in my robe of white, I will fly away. So lay me down easy, like a winding wheel right from the start. So lay me down easy, Lord, lay me down easy, lay me down easy, just like Jericho. Your youth comes crashing down and down. When you live to love, you learn that your life was worth the fight. So don't wait for tomorrow, you'll only waste tonight. Lay me down easy, Lord, lay me down easy.
Richie, you play the drums. Tell me how you happened to hook up with Matthew.
We went to high school together, but I think I was a couple years ahead of you.
Yeah, we had friends in the same circle, so we kind of knew of each other.
I remember vaguely seeing him in the halls, but that was about it. We didn't know each other in school until probably about a year and a half ago. I walked into Leesburg Christian church, and he was the first person I met.
Didn't he step up and reach out to you?
I know the minister. I've known him my whole life, basically. And after I came and had a meeting with him, he's the first person I was introduced to. Here we are.
Yeah, very nice. Well, you're doing a great job on the drums. I like your set. It sure is a vintage-looking set.
It's based on sort of the vintage era. It's brand new. It's about 2 months old.
Wow, it's a terrific-looking set made by Gretsch. Like, do you play some other kinds of music other than sort of Americana? And
I used to be in a prog rock band up until about a couple years ago, and feel like more exposed, you know, because in that other band, we were really pushing. We were playing a bunch of notes, and I started having some changes, you know, not only like personally, but that affects the music too. So
yeah.
I started kind of pushing towards this style of music. So it's a new ball game for me, though.
Yeah, some prog rock drum heroes.
Probably Danny Carey from Tool.
Okay.
Neil Peart.
Oh, sure.
Bill Bruford. He's probably
drummer and King Crimson,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's the biggest for me as far as prog is concerned.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Bruford, very cool.
That's left in the ashes of you and me is bones and brass and old memories, desires purged in the flame and the fire. My sins have quenched our love. All I could do, and I said all that there is to say. This old house would have burned anyway. Lies like effigies etched in the muck and the mire. My sins have quenched our love.
In 2006, I put out an EP of my own solo stuff, and I was still, you know, I loved the Americana feel. Always been really gravitated towards that. But then the loss of my mother kind of made me go in a different direction. Started playing some rock music with some guys, and the stuff that I was writing was pretty aggressive for what was going on, so we decided to give it a shot. And we did that, and we had a lot of fun, and it was very successful as far as what we were doing. And then when all the guys decided to have families and jobs, then that was it. And so I came back to doing kind of my roots, and I have a new perspective on it, I think, because of that. So
what kind of church is Liberty Christian? Is it what you would call a seeker church?
Man, it's a really strange bird, man. In some ways, yes. In some ways, it's still the deep, you know, theological stuff. There's things that go on during the week that kind of help us to do that. We have people that are at all stages. It's a really well-rounded church, I think. They kind of keep everything really surface level, like, you know, stick to the basic biblical truths. You know, try not to use language that maybe somebody that's never been to church in their entire life would understand. You know, like when you talk about righteousness and things like that, it's sometimes people are like, I have no idea what these people are talking about. You try to keep things on a level that somebody that has never come to church before will understand.
Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm packing my bags and headed for the coast. Hope I've done my time in them old coal mines. And I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. Whistle, saved up my nickels and all my dimes, and this whistle for me is the end of the line. Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? Your sound is so sweet when you've been shoveling coal. Oh, I breathe in this coal dust one last time. And I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. Whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my car one last time. Oh, I've saved up my nickels and all of my dimes. And this whistle for me is the end of the line. This town far behind.
We would like to thank our guest Matthew Simpson for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio, here with his bandmates Shannon Fuller and Richie Welch. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, the members of our studio audience, thank you for supporting what we do here. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, let's hear it. Matthew Simpson and Band.
Sweet whiskey bread, so sweet. sparkle on those lips. Taste of summertime in your kiss. And I breathe you in, I'm fevering, yeah. Like a southern breeze through the pines, so carefree, fancy and fine. A little bit of whiskey, a little bit of wine. And I breathe you in, fevering, yeah. And I breathe you in, fevering. So won't you kiss me on it with your sweet, sweet whiskey breath, so sweet.
Thank you guys so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Maddie, Shannon, and Richie for being with us tonight.
Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.